Guys, hey, my goodness, I'm nervous like it's my first time doing this, like I haven't done this a million times, but it feels new because the last time I talked to you guys was like August 3rd, 3rd, 4th, 2nd. I'm so sorry. Guys, I am so sorry. We have so much to catch up on. So much to catch up on. Let me start by saying, if you're watching this on Spotify, hi. If you're listening to it anywhere else, hi. Welcome or welcome back to the Read Your Mind podcast. And I am your host, Jess. Hey, everybody. If you can see me, I am in my beautiful place of escape, the communications office that I work at, ARCA Communications, baby. And we have so much to catch up on. I haven't talked to you guys since before I left for my internship at Argonne, which was August 3rd. And I don't know. I kept waiting for a time to be right. I kept waiting for something to, some space in my schedule, a pocket of time to steal. It's midnight. And I'm like, what am I doing up? But this was my only time I could steal. It's Thursday night. Well, Friday morning now. I have no Friday classes. And I just kept thinking, it's tonight or it's never. Time? What is time? I have 3 jobs, 6 classes. Somebody define time. I don't know what that is. Time, I'd love to meet her. I do not know what that is. This is the time of my life where I'm realizing that time is a complete and utter social construct. Time does not exist and I don't have much of it. So this week my boss asked me when we were talking about some things, are you still doing your podcast? And I'm like, yes, I'm still doing my podcast. I haven't recorded an episode in like a month, but I'm still doing it. And he goes, I just needed to see if you were committed about it, if you were serious. I want to promote it. I don't know what he means by that, where we're going to promote it at, what we're going to do. I was already like plugging it. I put it on my, I have a profile on the ARCA website and I plugged it in the profile and I was like, oh baby, I was already like kind of taking matters into my own hands, but it's okay. It's okay. That was fine. I had to update my profile anyway to say that I was the senior intern of communications now. Guys, we have so much to talk about. This episode, I'm not really going to be having a focus or any advice that I give. We can save that for next week. I have plenty to say, but I have so much to catch up on. And for the people that are new here, if any of my new ARCA babies are here, hi, welcome. If any of them are here, I just want to give new people a vibe, show y'all what I'm about. If you're watching this, I'm so excited. You're going to be so engaged. I have so much to say. I wrote it all down in here. I have my notebook here for reference today. If you can't see it, I'm showing everybody my green and pink planner with boba on it. So me. I should start with that. Let's just get right into it. Let's talk about life. Let's unpack. Boba is something that I've been very obsessed with lately. Current obsession. I am obsessed with boba. I'm a little treat lover. Self-proclaimed enthusiast of it, actually. I love a little treat every single day. I've been really big on what I consume and just eating well. My internship at Argonne taught me so many different things, one of which was how much eating nutritiously was something that I was lacking and why I felt so bad freshman year. Usually you just, I hope that's not the case for everybody. Generally you feel bad freshman year. I think you're a mess. You're getting accustomed to a totally different life. And that dining hall, baby, I lived in that dining hall. I was eating like a pig and not much of it was nutritious. And I never felt good. I didn't sleep. Not sleeping right now. Guys, this isn't usually the time I go to bed. Usually I'm asleep by now. I'll be getting ready for my runs in the morning. I don't play games, but not tonight. We had business to handle. This was the business. You guys have no idea how much I miss this. I still feel so incoherent and feel like I'm not saying enough or I'm not being expressive enough. But you guys just seriously don't know how much I miss doing this. And I really wanted to record this episode. I hope a good majority of you guys are watching this on Spotify. Seriously, because I'm going to post some clips for promo when I post it. But like, I love recording the episodes. And I've only ever done one before. And I was like, since I've been gone, you know, post hiatus, I must show the girls my face. Let everybody know I'm still okay. Let everybody know I'm still alive. I'm still bad. I was talking about boba, right? Little treats, nutrition, all that. Argon taught me that I really need to focus on my nutrition, but what's life without little treats? You know, little treats are a part of nutritious, well-rounded diets, and I love them. And I think we should all treat ourselves to a little treat every single day. And today, my little treat was boba. I told you guys a little bit. I'm going to dive into it fully once I get into the episode. This is just my little precursor. Today, it's Thursday. Well, it was Thursday yesterday, and that's the day I have 4 classes back to back. Don't even have time for my job. I didn't go to work and I was trying to plan out my day. I had things that they needed to get done. I had so much to do, but there is a little pocket of time from 2 to 3 between lecture and lab where I could go do stuff and get stuff done. So I decided to go to Target and after that, treat myself to boba. So that is exactly what I did. And I got the best boba that I think I've gotten in my, I guess, little treat enthusiast era. I got the caramel one with tapioca pearls. I used to be exclusively a Poppin' Pearls girly, but no, I really, really dig tapioca. I'm not doing boba if it's not tapioca. I love it, truly. I mean, I'll do the Poppin' Pearls. Like, don't get me wrong. If I want something, like, really sweet, I'm in a juice vibe, then I'll get like lychee with Poppin' Pearls or something, you know, something cute. But I typically go for the more, I don't know, I feel like tapioca pearls add a savory element because, you know, it's just like balls of dough. They add a savory element to like whatever sweet drink I'm getting. I got the caramel today, a few days ago, because I drink it a lot. A few days ago, I got the taro, however you say it. It's purple and it's good and I love it. And then last week I got strawberry smoothie. Everything that they have. Okay, so I live in Snyder on campus, MSU's campus, and Grand River is right across the street. They have so much boba. I mean, an insane amount. If you walk up and down Grand River, just until you get to like Abbott, it's like too many boba spots and I've tried all of them. Gong Cha, the closest one to me, is the best one. And I've been running in and out. I know they tired of seeing my face. I be up in there every other day. But I digress. That was my very, very busy day. My boba got me through lab. It was the only thing that got me through lab. Why did I have a nosebleed in class today? Y'all, it just goes to show. It's been such a long week and such a long day. But baby, tomorrow is Friday. Payday. I'm so happy. There is so much to get into. Let's start talking. I'm going to be referencing my notes from my cute book. Let's go. It's going to be pretty long. Grab something, a treat, a snack. I don't know. I have my tea. Let's do it. You mind if I sip? Okay. All right, ready? Let's go. Points and updates to hit. Okay. So the last time you guys heard from me in early August, I was still in Illinois. I had a very eventful time since then. There are some very special moments that I want to touch on and some things that I did talk about with you guys previously that I actually completed. So the first one, I got my 2 new tattoos. I told you guys about those. I said I was going to keep the second one a surprise. The first one, if you can see it, if you're watching, it's a reference to the one on my forearm, L'amour de ma vie, the whole reference to me being the love of my life. I will always, always, always honor that. And I really feel like I have been living up to it. I feel like I'm really loving on myself these days. Like, I'm treating myself really well. I'm really happy. I mean, I can't tell you guys. I can't even begin to tell you how much fulfillment I'm feeling. Sophomore year is treating me incredibly well. Life in general is treating me incredibly well. It's been a month of school. I've had a great month, a busy month, a jam-packed month, but a month that I am blessed and grateful to have. And I think I do owe a lot of it to myself. I don't give myself a lot of credit, but I owe so much of it to myself. I couldn't have done it without the village that I call my family and my community, but I definitely couldn't have done it without me waking myself up every day and forcing myself to go out there and get it done. So I feel like I've really been loving on myself these days. I've been in my lover girl bag and it's just been really nice. I'm really enjoying life and good things are happening because of my zest and lust for life. I'm just really, really happy. And the second one was a surprise. You guys aren't going to be able to see it, or at least not see it clearly, but it's a moon on my back that says Wild Moon Child. Funny story about that. It was very spontaneous and last minute, like a last minute decision. I was only going to get the one on my arm until I was planning when I was still out in Illinois. I've been logging all of the movies that I watch meticulously on Letterboxd just so I could have a fun little recap at the end of the year. I've been really into cinema again lately. I hadn't had a big movie year last year. I didn't have a big year of much last year. Last year was very dry in regards to pop culture for me, and I wasn't happy with that. So I needed to get back to my roots and watch copious amounts of movies. I think I've watched 60 this year. That's a lot for me. Like I said, what is time? But any moment I can steal for myself, if I have any little 2-hour window that I want to, and I'm going to give myself a little gift, a little moment of recreation, I turn on a movie. And I've been logging all of them, and I was doing that in the summer while I was out in Oregon. And I saw that my username on Letterboxd, I made that account like 3 years ago, so I completely forgot about this. But I saw that my username was Wild Moonchild. And I was like, wait, I was cooking. And I was like, this would be such a cute tattoo. It just came to me. I was like, full moon. Okay, get it. Let me paint the picture for you guys since you can't see it. If you've seen it already, you know it's gas. But if you haven't, I'm going to paint the picture for you guys. It's a little full moon on my back, right at the top of my back, top of my spine. And it's a full moon with the little detail, you know, we got the craters, we got the stars, and it's cute. And then it says Wild Moon curved at the top, and then at the bottom, curved child. And it's in pretty cursive, and it's beautiful. It's gorgeous. I absolutely love and adore it. If you guys want to check it out, I will put my Instagram in the bio because I post all my tattoos on Instagram. But yes, long story short, I got those two tattoos the day after he came back home. I hit my tattoo artist up a month in advance. I was like, CJ, it's been too long. When I get back home, you better make room for me somewhere in that schedule of yours, because I know you've been acting Hollywood lately and you've been getting back to me late. We doing this now. Put me down in the books. And that's what he did. August 5th, baby, I was in that chair. I was in that chair. Oh yeah, I didn't even put this on the list. I got a belly ring. My mom was like, I'm so tired of you drawing and putting stuff on your body. But it was so crazy. I just decided this wasn't a part of the plan, and I didn't do it when I went home. I did it when I came back up here. The week I left, the day before I left, I was like, I want a belly ring. I woke up. It was just like, oh, I want a belly ring. And I called the tattoo place. Too many things across the street from me at this school. Way too many. It's ridiculous. But I called the tattoo place. I was like, hey guys, I want to book a piercing appointment for the 23rd. I got here on the 16th. I made it for that following Friday. I said, hey, I want to get my belly pierced. And they said, we want to pierce your belly. And it was downhill from there. And I got it. And it's pink. It's so cute. This I will show you. If you can see it, my Spotify girlies, hey, what's up? I know, right? It's bomb. I love it. I absolutely adore it. And everybody that's seen it, they love it too. It's really cute. But yeah, that's that too. That's enough for my like body decoration. Let's move on. Shifting gears a little bit. I spent the last 2 weeks at home with so many people. I was in Illinois all summer. I touched back down in the city of Detroit. The first thing I did was go to Fish Express. I got fried fish, onion rings, fries with lemon pepper. And the next day I went to Binks Grill and got corned beef egg rolls and spicy turkey egg rolls and got Chinese food, and baby, you know I hit Coney Island. It was time. It was like, it sounds so bad, but I just missed all the fattening food. I told y'all I was really going in on my nutrition. I missed all the fattening food that was back home, and I was waiting. It was calling my name. And I spaced it out between days because I needed every single day that I went out with my friends to be a day of food. Oh, we had so much fun. I got to see all of my friends. Some of them go to MSU, but we needed some good Detroit fun. You know, like, I'll see y'all up on campus. Yale is so special, but Detroit is my home. So we had to stump the yard. That was really fun. I got to see some of my very, very old friends from my old nonprofit organization, Teen Hype. I had a cute little grad party thing, surprise. It was supposed to be a surprise for my friend, one of my senior friends that's class of 24. She just went to college at Spelman University, my queen, my Spelmanite. I love her so much, Mallory. We got to do a little surprise going off for her. It ended up not being a surprise, like 20 minutes before she found out last minute. We were so sick, but it was still fun nonetheless. We had a great night out in the burbs. We had so much fun. I got to see them at a meeting that they had and at the grad party. So we got to have some professional fun and some just some wild teenage fun. It was really great. It was fantastic. Speaking of teenage fun, I can't believe this is the last year I'm going to be a teenager. I turned 20. I know I've had my little existential crisis with y'all before, but I can't believe I turned 20 in January. Like, what is life? What is time? What is it? What is time? I don't know, guys, but yeah, got to see all of my friends. I got to see some family. I have the cutest, most adorable, sweetest little angel baby face of a cousin. Her name is Carson's, and I love her. And I got to spend so much time with her when I got home. I thought she was gonna forget who I was in the 10 weeks that I was gone, but she didn't. And we were like best friends. I'm not gonna be back home, I don't think, until early November. So I'm not going to see her until Thanksgiving time. I don't think I'll see her that week, so I probably won't see her until Thanksgiving. I hope she doesn't forget me, and she's probably gonna be so big. Oh, every time I see her, she gets bigger and smarter and cuter. And I just love her so much. I got to spend time with her. And a little vulnerable moment, really quick. I got to see my aunt. I visit my aunt at the nursing home. She has dementia. My queen, my sweetheart, my angel face. And I had really missed her. I hadn't seen her since November of 23. That was really hard because that was the first time that I got to spend some like one-on-one intimate time with her. And I got to like just do all the things that you do when you go visit people in homes. And oh, it was so emotional. I almost cried three times. It was really, really hard for me. And all of my family was like, "You're so strong. I don't know how you did that." Like, they would just go see her for a second. I spent like 2 hours with her, and it was really hard. But the more I go see her, the easier it gets. And she's happy. She is happy in her own regard, and that's all I care about. I just want her to be happy. I got to see her before I left, and she was a complete doll. She was smiling, she was laughing, she was telling us stories about the people at the home, and it was just so cute. And I know that when she's lucid, she remembers me. The staff there tells me all the time. She's always asking about Jess. And I was like, oh, that's so cute. That's so sweet. And she doesn't remember me when I go see her. She's never lucid when I go see her, but I know who she is. And that's really all that matters. And that was definitely something that I wanted to check off of my bucket list when I got home. So I'm really happy that I got to see her. I got to see her. I got to see some family friends. Got to see everybody. I made the most of my 2 weeks for sure, but that was pretty much it on home. Home was fulfilling. Like, the air in Detroit was crispy. I don't know what it was, but every day I woke up and there was so much promise. August was a month of plenty, plenty, plenty up and down. This is just a little recap and a little catch up, so I'm not gonna get into all of that. We can save some of the deep stuff for next episode, but August was pretty jam-packed, I'll tell you that. Tea break. Okay, back into it. So that was home. I moved in August 16th to do early move-in for an early start program at my residential college with my favorite people so that we could mentor a group of my new favorite people. Arca has the best freshman class. I am so happy that I got to do the early move-in and I got to meet all of them. Well, it wasn't all of the freshman class. It was just a good group of them. It was about 11 of them. Some of them I knew already from high school, a couple of them, but most of them I didn't know, and I met them for the first time, and they're so engaged and they're so involved. They're just like me and my friends last year. I see so much of us in them, and they're fantastic. I've been doing a lot of things to get involved in ARCA. Like, I'm not. Like, I don't work in communications, but like more involved because not just with my class. I want to have a tight-knit relationship with everyone. So I was able to do that. And I am also a ULA for ARCA 150, which is the introductory course to all of the freshmen, not limited to freshmen. If you don't take it, I have a couple juniors in that class. So if you don't take it freshman year, like if it gets under the wire somehow, you just take it later. And I mentor a great group of eight, and I love everybody that I just love walking around the halls and saying hi to literally everybody. I know everybody, everybody knows me, and it's so fun. That's what I mean by engaged. I've been taking so many more steps to like get out there and just like let people know my face and let people know that, you know, hey, like, you know, I'm around. I work in the communications office. If you ever need anything, I kind of just want people to know I am a liaison for like support and help, and I can guide you in the right direction, because I really want to be that for people, because so many people here in ARCA have been that for me. And if I could do that for somebody else, I mean, that's the point of all this, right? Being supporting, helping, that's all I ever want to do. And that is why I do the mentorship. That's why I do my internship here in the office. I just want to help people. I love these people, and they give the love right back. It's a really rewarding system. I love it here. That's my little brag on ARCA. Speaking of, I am now the senior intern of communications here at ARCA. Like I said, never really give myself enough credit, but since losing my amazing counterpart, I didn't lose her. She's still in my life. My queen. I'm going to show you guys a picture. My old coworker, Marin, my sweetheart, my angel. I love Marin, and she doesn't work with us anymore because she graduated last spring, queen. But we do get to see her. She is still on campus. She has an amazing job here on campus, so I still get to see her. But since she was the senior intern, I am now the senior intern, and crazy work being the senior intern as a sophomore. How crazy is my life? What is life, guys? What is life? I love this little life. I really do love this little life. I love that whole entire trend. I'm so glad that we're promoting loving life. I think we should all talk about it a lot more. We've always focused on the bad parts. We all got depression. We all got anxiety. We all got mental health issues. But when life is good, life is great. I really just try to find joy in like all of it. And these moments like this, being able to have a position like this, there is nowhere else like this on campus. ARCA is my home. Sitting in the office right now, like, this is my sweet escape. I don't know what I would do without this job. And I am so grateful and happy to be the senior intern. I have the best boss in the world, and he has the greatest dog in the world. She's my best friend, Penny Lane. I love her so much. My best friend had never seen Penny Lane. And I talk about, she's never on Instagram, but I talk about Penny Lane all the time. And I want everybody to see her face. I'm also going to put ARCA's Instagram in the bio if you guys want to see our beautiful, beautiful golden retriever. She's the perfect girl, and everybody here in ARCA loves her. She's my best friend now. We've spent a lot of time together one-on-one since I'm the only intern here currently, and she's my best friend. It's the cutest thing in the world. She doesn't need to see me anymore. She would usually like run up to me when I walk to my desk, come up to me and be like, hey girl. I'd be like, oh my God, Penny, ah, hey. But now if I like walk in and she just hears the sound of my voice, like I'm saying hi to somebody that's in the office, I'm like, hey, what's up? She's like running out to me with her stuffed animal in her mouth. And she's like, ah, she jumps on me. She's so precious. I was having the most, like I said, chaotic day. I was getting through class 3 and I was on my way to get my boba. I came up here real quick to grab a folder, and she saw me and she fixed all my problems. Like, she's perfect. She's freaking fantastic. I love Penny. I don't know what I would do without her. But okay, that's my brag on ARCA for now. I'm always gonna circle it back to ARCA, but that's my brag on ARCA right now. Classes are fun this year. I have a lot of them. I'm gonna refer to them. Have a global change class, intro to environmental science, sustainability, leadership, hip-hop and civic engagement in ARCA and art history, Islamic art and architecture. It's fun. STEM heavy. I got to throw a couple cute electives in there, like that leadership class and the art history class. I have never, because last year, you know, I was doing all those prereqs and I was so bored. Oh, I was so bored and miserable. Oh my gosh. I really like all my classes this year. No math. Math almost ended my life last year, and I wish I was kidding. It definitely took years off of my life. I don't know what my life expectancy is, but it's shorter now. 1000%, it's shorter now. I will have to take more math, unfortunately. You know, chemistry gonna kill me too, but gotta roll with the punches. Just know this semester,
We're at peace.
We are at peace. We're not as stressed out as we were last year, Nessa.
Gotta say amen to that.
My social life. I'm spending so much more time with my friends. I'm making so many more connections. Like I said, I'm putting myself in a position to be more social, which I really didn't think I was possible because I'm the biggest social butterfly like in the world. But I don't know. I've been making so many more connections with people on Instagram. A lot of Black girls. I'm really building community with Black women here, and it makes me so happy. One of my Black friends from my art history class saw me at lunch today. Well, dinner. It was dinner. Yes, it was very late. And I was like, girl, I don't have any classes tomorrow. And she was like, neither do I. I'm stressing to get this assignment. And I was like, I'll send it to you. She was like, you're an angel. I'm like, you're an angel. I love you. Yay. Like, I just love making those connections. They're so important. And it's all about community. Like, being at a PWI as a Black person is never really easy, but it felt a little harder than usual stepping into it this year. I don't know why. I don't know. It felt a lot more white. So I was just really happy that I'm making those connections with the Black women that I am. They're fantastic and so supportive and the sweetest, most gorgeous girls I know. I love my roommate as well. She's really cool. My roommate's awesome. Overall, the experience is really great. I thought, you know, going in blind, I was like, fingers crossed I don't get a roommate, and I got a roommate anyway. But I looked up with her. She's really cool. We get along. Like, communication is great. And we have some really fun plans for our birthday that I'll probably talk about next week, but that's really exciting. I don't know. The year is looking pretty sweet. It's set up to be a good one for sure, without a doubt in this world. Career stuff. I put a little thing right here because I felt like I needed to make this its own separate thing, but I got my ambassadorship with Argonne. So crazy. The last time you guys heard from me, I was there. And over that course of time, I had applied to be a ambassador, and they did the interview on me, and I got the visit. Baby, I knew it was mine. I always claim things. The things that I claim, they always come through. Things that I want, honestly, it's just manifestation. Like, I don't mean to sound arrogant or toot my own horn, but the things that I want, they always come to me. Everything I want, I get it. And I love that for me. I really, really do. And I knew it was mine. Claimed it as soon as the opportunity was available. And it was mine. It was mine from the beginning. Oh, I had so much trouble with that, though. Girl, I was trying to, like, officially... When you do stuff with Argonne, I mean, that's any job, but Argonne's really federal. So, like, I had to do a bunch of training and stuff. And in the process of just trying to complete the onboarding, I've never filled out an I-9 before. I didn't know what that was. I was talking to the financial guy that works here, and I was like, Andrew, help me. Like, I don't know what to do. I don't know how to do this. And we thought everything was, like, okay. And he was like, oh, the I-9, nah, it's fine. It shouldn't take more than a few minutes. But he didn't say nothing about no representative. I was just filling it out. And I was like, representative? Like, I don't know. I was like, I'm going to represent myself. I put my name down. And they asked for a form of identification. I always choose my passport. I took a picture of my passport, sent it in myself, put myself down as my representative, and turned the I-9 in. They were blowing. I told y'all Thursdays are crazy. Last Thursday, bro, they were blowing my phone up. And they were like, girl, you did not fill your I-9 out right. And we've been trying to get in touch with you all week. You need to send that in or we can't hire you. I was like, I gotta go to class. What? Like, I couldn't get to nobody. I left work already. I was in the street on my way to get boba. And I was so happy. Like, la, 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 la. Just skipping down the road. And then they called me and they were like, do you know what this means? Like, we can't hire you if you don't send this in. I was like, I don't know what you want me to do. I was freaking out. I still went to lab. Girl, we was walking around campus collecting soil. And I'm like, I'm about to lose my job. I'm about to lose my job. It was so silly. I was just walking around stressing out. I text my boss. I was like, Mo, can you do this for me? And he was like, oh, Jess, I got to be with you. Call me ASAP. And then the lady called me again. She was like, Jessica, you got, ooh, y'all don't look at my nails. If you can see my nails, please don't look at them. She was like, Jessica, you got 20. I just came back from lab. You got 20 minutes to get this, and everyone is waiting for you. I was like, oh my God, this is so crazy. Like, this is so crazy. What do I do? Because I'm close to my dorm. And she said anybody over the age of 18 can be a representative on an I-9 form. And I was like, oh, I got to get back to class or gotta get back to, it's going to take too long. I had 20 minutes. I know, bro. My professor for lab, he is just a TA. Like, just a TA. I felt so bad for him. He was my only option. Everybody had left class. My little friend was gone. I was like, please, Noah, listen, I need you to be... I was trying to explain the position to him in the best way that I could. I was trying to be quick. Like, listen, it's an ambassadorship. It's our federal place. And I help. And he was like, okay, sure, whatever. I was like, do you have like 5-10 minutes to spare? He was reading it. He like, I don't know what you... I guess he's never seen one either. He was like, I don't know what you want me to do. I don't think I can be your representative. I'm like, baby, are you over the age of 18? He laughed. I'm like, okay, then you can be my representative. Now, fill out the form. I'm about to send you the link. Fill out the form. Because I didn't even get a link the first... I was like, what are they talking about? Y'all, that was the most stressful moment of my life. Anyway, I got it. Snaps. And they were really waiting for only me, girl. As soon as I submitted that form, they were like, hey, ambassadors, welcome on board. I was like, dang, babe. Oopsie, sorry. I was holding up the train. And bro, I don't know. That was freaking crazy. But that was hilarious. Me and my boss were laughing about it that whole day afterward. He was like, girl, I'm so glad you come. I was like, me too. Me and my boss are really best friends. Like, I've been getting closer to everybody in the office. It's fantastic. But yes, that happened. This is what I consider job number one. ULAing is job number two, and Argonne is job number three. I can't believe I put myself in the position to have three jobs. But you know what I need? I need money. So I am not complaining. I'm happy, lucky, and blessed. But I got that. And in spirit of speaking of Argonne and being an ambassador, another plug to ARCA. I'm going to link so many things in the bio. Y'all. Please click them. Like, seriously, please just go check them out. This, if you don't check out anything else, check this out. So, perks of being intern in communications office, I get to write a lot. And I get to write about things and experiences that happened to me. And I got to write about Argonne and how Argonne National Laboratory changed my life. Yes, that is the title of the article. If you're interested at all, if you like me, if you care about me, if you enjoy my writing, if you think I'm cool and fun, if you're here, you must think one of those things are true. So go click the link in the description. I'm so excited. Guys, I'm so proud of that piece. The reception has been great. I'm not just saying that because I want y'all to read it. I really don't get anything from this. Like, the plug was going to happen whether or not I got the ambassadorship at all. It just so happened that I did. I got it at the right time. They're not paying me separately for this. I don't get any money if you guys click the link. Like, I just want you guys to read it because I worked really hard on it. I'm super proud of it. It's on the ARCA website. I'm going to plug it, like I said. But if you just want to go look it up real quick, maybe you could read it while you finish listening to this episode. It is called How Argonne National Laboratory Changed My Life. It will be the first thing that pops up. So check it out if you are interested. Thank you. Love you. Anyway, on to the last chunk of episode. I don't know how much I'm going to be able to cut this down. I think most of it is going to be raw and uncut. This is 35 minutes long so far. So if you guys are still here, thank you. Love you down. But I'm almost done. Promise. That was it. That was all I wanted to catch you up on. I think life has been crazy. It's been like 6 weeks, but life has been absolutely insane. We're going to get on to the segments and we're going to get on to the fun stuff of the episode that I usually do at the beginning, but I had to get into that first. That was the beginning and this is the closing this time. We're doing things a little different. Tea break. Cheers. Yo, this is good tea. Matcha and cinnamon. I thought that was going to be an interesting combination, but it's really good. I love that. That's really matcha and cinnamon. Go get you some. Anyway, what are you reading? I'm so glad you asked. Think Little by Wendell Berry. This little book was actually given to me by one of my mentees, Becca Queen, and it is about environmentalism. At the start of what was going on, it's in compilation of essays by Wendell Berry. He published this in 1972 when environmental conservation and the conversation about
we need to save the planet was on the rise. And he was like, yeah, y'all, we've been needing to talk about this for a long time. He was ahead of his time. And this is a fantastic book. Every time I'm in environmental science, I reference it. I'm like, literally anytime I participate, I'm like, Think Little by Wendell Berry. He said this, and I pull it out and I quote it. I've like annotated it a stupid amount. I had to ask her. I was like, oh girl, I started writing that book because I saw you was writing it too. Is that okay? She was like, please, I welcome it. I love having literary friends. Oh, this is an amazing book. I think everybody should go check it out. We all inhabit this planet, so we should all read this book. Thank you. Okay. Now, I want to get into music. This is the only way I could close this episode off. I wanted to get into music. There is no song of the week, the month, the album that I want to give y'all since leaving. No. We know music has been roaring, and y'all know who I like. So y'all know where I've been at. But I want to talk about the concerts that I've gone to and the ones I'll be going to. Okay, let me say this right. Since y'all have seen me, I went to Omar Apollo's concert with one of my friends, Mad. I've given them a shout out before. Hi, Mad, if you're listening to this, what's up, babe? I went to that concert with them. Fantastic. Omar Apollo really, I mean, I expected greatness. I had to low-key miss him. I got to see him before live a little bit when I went to go see SZA last year in February, but I missed most of the set. I ran in. I heard Tamagotchi playing. I was like, oh, and I were missing it. And we, like, were in the process of leaving our terrible seats in the nosebleeds to go sneak down with our friends. Our tickets were stupid expensive, and we were literally in the top, like, the top row. I was, like, about to fall over. I know why they call it nosebleeds. Now I was deep. I was like, girl, we gotta get out of here. And we ran down to like the first section, the 100 section with our friends. Best experience of my life. That was the perfect seat. I love a good little side view at a concert. It was perfect. It was beautiful. But that was that. I got to see Omar Apollo on his own this time. We missed the opener, Malcolm Todd. I've been late to concerts lately. But that one, little late. But I was like, as long as I walk in before he does dispose of me, or was it dispose of me or spite? I think it was spite. It was spite because I was looking at the set list. I knew he was going to do it in order. And I was like, I need to get in there before he do the third track. And we ran as soon as we pulled up because we heard the music. I was like, I just heard the song that comes before Spite. It's happening. We made it. We ran through security. I'm trying to throw them my keys. I'm like, y'all here, take my stuff. I just need to get in there. We got through the security, ran in. He was like, all right, let's go, y'all. Third song. It was, have you ever heard of Perfect Timing? That was fan-freaking-tastic. That was one of the best concerts I ever went to. He really surpassed my expectations. Phenomenal performance, phenomenal vocals. The mic was on. The way he got to turn it into this visual piece, I didn't have the visuals in my mind, and like he had only dropped a couple music videos, and like the promo he did for it was you could tell he was telling a story, and he really got to display that on stage with the props and the dancers and the choreo. It was all fantastic, and I loved every single second of it. I was in the pit. See, now I was right there. My seats this year, baby, I stay in the front row. Dude, I can't even begin. That was a fantastic concert. I need one more tea break for this moment in particular. I hope everybody has stayed until the end. This is the only thing that I really care about y'all hearing. I need a sip. September 10th, 2024, I was front row at Kehlani Ashley Parrish's concert, and they sang to me, and I sang to them, and we sang to each other. The show's phenomenal. The show was worth all, y'all. I paid $433 for that ticket. And when I say every cent, spend it four times over. Guys, I'm going to show you the video. If you can't see the video, you're going to, if you can, like I said, I'm going to plug my Instagram. You know it's, baby, Lonnie got their own folder on my highlights. Hello. That was a special night. I'm going to plug the gram. If you can't see this video that I'm about to show, you can hear it. That's all that matters, y'all. I will never be the same again. I just want everybody to know that once you, I'm going to show you this video and you're going to understand. I will never be the same again. I will never be the same again. Life is brighter. The sun has shined a little brighter since this moment has happened to me about 10 days ago. I will never be the same again. Okay. Okay. Look, look.
I just can't let you get all the things you want. Don't be scared, I ain't sharing. She had me.
This is the only part that really matters. Hold on, hold on.
I like you.
If you couldn't see it, I'm going to paint the visual for you. They were on the other side of the stage. Now, background. This song came out August 28th. It is September 10th. Now, see me, I have a little gift. I listen to a song once, twice, three times max. I know all the words. I know all the words. Baby, I can actually tell you how many times I listened to that song since it had come out. Let me look. I took a screenshot. Like, that Monday, I listened to it 34 times since the release when it came out 12 days prior. And that day on the way, I probably listened to it 10 times on the bus. Like, I don't play. I gets down. I don't play. I was preparing for this moment. I didn't know what was going to happen. Now, see, I could have been the Susie I victim. I was front row, but it usually happens to somebody front row and center. I was kind of off to the left. I didn't think it would be me. And that's fine. And that's cool. That's green bean. That Susie I experience, the Susie I victimizing when they come up and seduce you, I didn't need all that. Look, I didn't need all that. That's planned and it's not as organic. It's by proximity. You in front and center, it's going to be you. You're going to get touched. You're going to get grabbed. They're going to sing to you, look in your eyes. This was organic. The song was brand new. They like, y'all told me to put this on the set list. The few that know it, I need y'all to help me sing it. I'm like, baby, I got you. I got you. I'm over there giving it my all. And I mean, I've been giving it my all the whole show. I was going to get seen. I told you. I knew in my heart of hearts, I felt like we was going to have a moment. I'm singing and I'm over there. Can't we close off? Close off. I'm over there. Break your back. She saw me. And she like, break your what? All the way on the right side of the stage. I don't know how they even saw me over there. All the way on the right side of the stage, them bright red lights. They're like, break your what? Runs over to me and steps up as it's happening. I'm like, they are not about to sing to me right now. I'm standing, I'm on froze, but I'm like, twin lock in. We prepared for this. I'm like, you know the words, sing them. I'm like, sergeant, like I'm in army mode. I'm like, baby, I trained for this. I did my biggest one. Everybody was giving me high fives. They was like, girl, you did that. You held your, I'm like, yup. Absolutely no better concert experience ever. I always said, oh, nothing can top Beyonce, baby. Beyonce didn't sing to me, but Kehlani did. Kehlani said, I like you. Baby, I love you. Let me double it. How about that? Baby, I love you. No concert better. I don't want to hear nothing. I need to see if somebody can top that. We gonna see what Sabrina Carpenter do next week. Because, baby, I got pit VIP seats, Sabrina Carpenter. I don't want to hear it from nobody. See, the thing, everybody's like, Jess, how do you afford this? Now, see, the question is, can I really afford it? I don't know. Because anytime I hear word that one of my favorite artists is going on tour, I start a fund. I set up a savings account. I take a separate savings account and trickle checks in there until I hear about this announcement. The announcement comes. I know the date. I take calculations. I'm making it. Spreadsheets on Excel about how much money I need to take out of each check to get the seat that I want. I'm going to make it happen. I don't know. I don't know what to tell y'all. Maybe y'all cheat. I don't care what I got to do, what I got to miss out on in order to get there. I'm always get to a concert. One thing, I know two things for certain. I'm always get to a concert. And if I can get that front row seat, if it don't cost me an arm and a leg, now define arm and leg. Some rows, rows, like they were like, what? Stood up when I said that seat cost me $430. Sabrina's only cost me $330. Girl, I don't know, but I'm gonna make it happen. I'm gonna just tell you, I'm gonna make it happen every single time. I don't care. Flo was also there. Flo opened up for Lonnie. Baby, them three beautiful women, Stella, Renee, and Georgia, all in my face, harmonizing like that. Y'all, please check out that Kehlani folder on my Instagram. It's a transcendental experience for sure. I'm telling you, it was no night like that night. But moving on, like I said, I'm seeing Sabrina in a week. I'm still pulling them strings together. I really don't know how I'm going to pull that off transportation-wise, but we're going to get there. We always do. I can't be late to that one, though. I got VIP. I got to get there early. I already told my lab instructor, baby, I'm not going to be there next week. Sometimes you got to pull your strings. You got to use your absences. Those little times, they're like, oh, you get 2-3 absences. You better use them. You better use them. I know I'm using mine. And the last concert of the year, what I believe, I can't do no more. That was concert I just counted earlier. I've been to 4 concerts this year. Eric, Megan Thee Stallion, Omar Apollo, and Kehlani. Sabrina's going to be 5. I'm seeing Blast in October with my best friend. That's going to be 6. I'm tapped out. I can't do no more traveling. I'm so sick and tired of getting on them buses. I'm doing 6 concerts this year. I think I did 7 last year. I was in high school and like it was much closer when I was still at home. I got to get on 2, 3, 4 buses at one day. I'm so tired of doing that. I got 2 more concerts in me and I'm done. This year. And that's good with me. I hope nobody, I'm not getting on no bus in November cold, December cold. I'm good. With 6 concerts, that's more than enough. I'm blessed to have been able to afford. Girl, if I had like a fund that showed me how much I spend on concerts annually, I would probably be a little disappointed. But like I said, they always say spend money on experiences, not things. These are the experiences that they're talking about. And I'm gonna do what I can to get a good one. Okay, guys. If you're still here, you've probably listened to me for at least 45 minutes. I am so grateful for you. I love you guys. I want you to know that I do this out of sheer enjoyment. I'm spilling a little bit of tea. I still don't get paid for these things. I think with the promotion that my boss is telling me that I'm going to get and like the new community that I have here in Arca, fingers crossed, if you guys share my episodes, I might be able to get that monetization pretty quickly. Actually, the numbers are looking pretty nice. But at this point in this whole year that I've been doing it, I started doing it the day after my birthday in January. I'm so happy and proud of the community that I've cultivated on here. You guys really appreciate me. On my Instagram, if you follow it for the podcast page, I post the inspiration all the time. You guys are so excited about what I do. You're always so supportive. Like, I've cultivated a community and that's like what I do it for. I started it because I love it. I started it because I love to talk and because people were always telling me, Jess, you need to start talking. You give such good advice. You need to start a podcast. You need to start a YouTube channel. Like, all of those comments, they didn't go unnoticed. And the people that are writing for me and that supported me through this entire journey, I want to thank you all the time. Like, I could not have done it without you guys' support. I was scared, shivering in my boots. Even in this moment right now, I'm sweating a lot because I'm so nervous and I'm like always overthinking things in my head. And, oh, did I say that right? Am I going to have to cut that out? But no matter what the finished product is like, you guys always love it. And I am so, so, so grateful. Thank you guys so much. I've been talking for almost an hour and it's 1 a.m. I'm going to get off of here, but I just want you guys to know that none of the support goes unnoticed. And I'm so happy that I can be doing this for what's about to be 3 seasons. Like, I'm almost done with season 2. That's crazy. I'm so excited. And I just love you guys so much. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you so much for supporting me and riding with me through this whole experience. I am done. That was crazy. That was a lot. Literally, if you're still here, girl, nah, I love you. I've been talking too much. I really got to stop rambling. I'm going to be back next week. I changed. Oh my God, I forgot to say this. 1 second. Give me 20 more seconds. I changed my uploading schedule from Friday to Saturday. I realized, y'all, it's Friday right now. I realized Fridays is never going to happen. I'm always so free on Friday, but then that freedom, I don't want it sucked up completely by recording. Editing is fine. I'm going to edit this tomorrow. I'm not going to stay up for another hour and a half and edit. I'm going to go to sleep. So I've changed my uploading schedule to Saturdays instead of Fridays. I feel like Saturdays works better for you guys anyway. Most of us are students. A lot of us, I'm sure all of us, have jobs. So Saturday is just a better day. And it's a better day for me. It's a better day for you. It works for everybody. We're all happy. We met at a happy medium. So whatever day you guys listen to it, though, I don't care. As long as you're here, you're tuning in, I appreciate you. Thank you so much. I promise I am going to shut up now. I will see you guys next Saturday. Peace, love, blessings. Mwah, 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 mwah. I love you. Bye.